so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Rolling out, oh yeah, New York, that is a sleep at the wheel, doing what we do every week, right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM. KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Terry and I recently got back from Austin, where we attended a memorial for a dear friend, Suzanne. And the memorial was filled with Suzanne's friends, all part of a community that she created through her store, Hill Country Weavers. It was fun, and it was sweet, and it was bittersweet, and it left Terry and me sad, of course, but with the hope that Suzanne's community and her store would continue in her spirit, and I have no doubt about that. The memorial had us reflecting on friends, and as so often happens with times like these, a show comes out of it. So tonight we look at friends and friendships through the lens of Texas musicians, and there's going to be some schmaltz, maybe a little sadness, definitely some good memories. Let's get started with a set that has a bit of a religious undertone to it, but from opposite perspectives of the devil and Jesus. So we're going to head off with the Jesus side. And Nancy Griffith with the old gospel tune, He Was a Friend of Mine.
Oh, he was a friend of mine. He was a friend.
Never had no
money to pay for his fine. He was a friend of mine. He never done no wrong. He never done no wrong.
1,000 miles.
Thank you. ride from Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. I didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. I set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. I ran into the devil and he loaned me 20 bills. I spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. I ran down to the levee, but the devil called me there. He took my $20 bill and he vanished in the air. I set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. I got two reasons why I cry each lonely night. First one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. The second one is prison bait, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. I got a wife in Chino and one in Cherokee. First one says she's got my child, but it don't look like me. I set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight. Second one is prison bait, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. I got a wife in Chino and one in Cherokee. The first one says she's got my child, but it don't look like I set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. If I get home before daylight, I just might get some sleep tonight.
I love it. Out of Klein, Texas. And his cover of the great Grateful Dead song, A Friend of the Devil. He's joined by his longtime bandmates on that one, John Hagen on cello and James Gilmer on congas. And this version was recorded live at the Red Rocks Amphitheater on the morning of June 20th, 1991. And this was for ABC's concert series honoring the Grateful Dead. And the cameraman who shot the scene said that Lyle asked him to set up the shot so that he could get Lyle's girlfriend into the picture. And she is indeed included in the background of the video. The cameraman noticed that this was just a few months before Lyle was dating Julia Roberts, although this woman is not Julia. Well, more about Julia later on in the show, as a matter of fact. But before Lyle, we heard Nancy Griffith and the traditional gospel tune, He Was a Friend of Mine. That was from her 1998 album, Other Voices 2. And she includes a whole bunch of voices and instruments on that song, including Dave Van Ronk, Eric Taylor, who was her husband, I think, at that time, at some time he was, and the what she calls the estrogen choir of a host of female voices. Nancy was born in Seguin, Texas. She called her music folkabilly, and she was a little interesting, quirky person. She toured with the Who's Who of Americana music, and she recorded duets with even more of them. She had 16 studio albums. She died in 2022 at the relatively young age of 68. List of songs about friends caused by Terry and I attending a memorial for our friend Suzanne in Austin recently. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host, Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, and we are streaming on the web at thevoiceofvashon.org. Thanks for listening. So we're going to switch gears a little bit. Hear a set about old friends, a topic we're going to hear more about later in the show as well. We're going to lead off with Jeffrey Martin and My Old Good Friend. Jeffrey Martin.
Hello, my old good friend. I see your house is gone and falling down again. It seems that you just can't win. It seems that you just can't win. Now I don't know why the world is so dark. Why for some like you it comes down so hard. I wish I could make it stop. You know I would make it stop for you. Don't go chasing after trouble. And trouble's always chasing after you. And your eyes are not how I remember. Where did you run to? Where did you run to? Don't you fall for those cool and empty strangers. How they hold you with their $1,000 hands. You tell them you can't buy. Oh no, you can't buy. But you don't understand. And plant your feet somewhere solid by the water. When the time is right, don't be afraid. Make a sound. I think it's best to stay, believing you're worthy to be found. Don't go chasing after trouble. Trouble's always chasing after you. Your eyes are not how I remember. Where did you run to? Where did you run to? Where did you run to?
just when every ray of hope was gone. I should have known that you would come along. I can't believe I ever doubted you, my old friend the blues. Another lonely night in a nameless town. Sleep don't take me first, you come around. I know I can always count on you, my old friend the blues. Lovers leave and friends let you down. You're the only sure thing that I find. No matter what I do, I'll never leave my old friend the blues.
Now, Steve Earle, live on Austin City Limits, recorded September 12th, 1986. We're going to hear a little bit more about Austin City Limits later in the show, but Steve's show was shortly after his first album, Guitar Town. And in the liner notes to the CD that I played that from, Terry Lacona, who's the producer of ACL, said that Steve's album shook up Nashville and country music like nobody else had done since Willie Waylon and the original Outlaw Gang. Steve was born in San Antonio, the oldest of five kids whose dad was an air traffic controller. He ran away from home a whole bunch of times to play in some bars and honky-tonks around Texas. And during those days as a teen, he befriended Towns Van Zandt, of whom Steve said he was a real good teacher and a real bad role model. Steve left home for good at age 16, went to Houston with his uncle, who was maybe 3 years older than he was, so what could go wrong down there? We let off that set with Jeffrey Martin and his song Old Good Friend from his Dogs in the Daylight album released back in 2014. Jeffrey's out of Portland, but he spent a little bit of time in Dallas as a teen. His father was a preacher there, and he said his dad couldn't wait to leave Dallas, and he got out as soon as he could. Jeffrey was an English teacher, but he told us at a house concert a few years ago that when we saw him that he had to try music full-time. His students pointed out to him that if he didn't, he'd be a hypocrite, and if he didn't chase after his dream while at the same time encouraging them to go after theirs. Really outstanding songwriter. He's got a new album out, too. Well, those last two songs were not the most uplifting and happy, but many of us say that our best friend is our spouse. Don Williams would agree. Here he is with My Best Friend.
Placed gold on my finger. You brought love like I've never known. You gave life to our children and to me a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong when I'm tired and weak. I could search this whole world over, you'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean. But most of all, you're my best friend.
The Gentle Giant, Don Williams, and My Best Friend, I got from his album Love Songs, and he's from Floydada, Texas, about in the northern panhandle, but he grew up down on the coast. He originally formed a group called the Pozo Seco Singers, but he moved on to become a songwriter and a solo artist. His songs have been recorded by folks as diverse as Lamb Chop, Eric Clapton, Terry Savalas, Pete Townshend, and a whole bunch of country artists as well. He also appeared in a few Burt Reynolds movies. It was to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. I am playing some songs about friends in honor of our friend Suzanne, who passed away, and in honor of all Suzanne's friends and her broader community that she helped create. Thanks for listening in tonight.
The Vashon Island Chamber of Commerce creates opportunity for businesses and organizations to prosper while enriching the unique quality of life for every islander. We provide networking, education, and promotional opportunities and produce events like Strawberry Festival, Vashon Halloween, and Winterfest.
Thank you to Windermere Real Estate, whose support makes our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
Well, thanks to our underwriters, our supporters, we are going to switch gears again and go a little bit up-tempo, starting off with an ironic take from Terry Allen on a friend whom he seems to be losing. Here's Terry Allen and...
My amigo.
One, two, three, one, two, three.
I need money. I need love. I need a Cadillac. Give me a show. Get me out of this uptight midnight into some my
need whiskey. I need style. I need a job to make it worthwhile. Get me out of this uptight midnight into some limelight again. Yeah, 'cause I know, oh, my ego ain't my amigo anymore. Yeah, 'cause I know, oh, my ego ain't my amigo
was pretty wonderful. Taye, a Dutch guitarist known for his flamenco guitar work with Joe Ely, And between, I think it was 1994 and 2000 that he was with Joe. Joe was, in fact, in the video of that song. And all the Flamingo work is Tay's alone. And the second electric guitar solo is his also. I can't tell who that the first lead guitar was. He looked a little bit like Joe Bonamassa, but I'm not sure. Tay moved from Seville to Austin to work with Joe, and then he and his wife started a flamingo ensemble in Austin. Since then, he's been making amazing guitars that none other than Les Paul called, quote, the closest thing to the ideal guitar I have in my head. And his guitars have gotten raves from magazines and players alike. Before Tay, we heard Terry Allen and My Amigo from his landmark album Lubbock on Everything, originally released back in 1979. It was re-released, fortunately, in 2016. That's the edition I have. It's got all these lyrics and photos and a long essay from Terry and short ones from David Byrne and Lloyd Maines. It's quite the package. Terry's from Lubbock, like his high school classmates Joe Ely, Butch Hancock, and Jimmy Dale Gilmore all went to school together in Lubbock. And as Terry says in his essays about Lubbock, Lubbock's got a hard look with little or no self-pity. Its music has an edge that can be smelled like looter's feedlot. Well, you are listening to Boogie Back to Texas right here on The Voice of Vashon, where tonight we are hearing songs from Texas musicians about friends on the occasion of a memorial for Terry's and my dear friend Suzanne. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight. Well, speaking of guitar work, we're going to rock it out this next set with two songs performed separately by lifelong, really good friends. We're going to lead off with Doyle Bramble and his song, Life by the Drop.
hold you long and long until bright. The smiling face will make a wonderful sight. I want to be with the love, with the eat, with the sleep, with the stay with me all of my life. I love you, darling, when you're only 16. It was the sweetest thing to win in my dream. Together, then my life was fulfilled. Love you, darling, I know I always will. I want to be with the love, with the eat, with the sleep, with the stay, with me all of my life.
Vaughn, letter to my girlfriend, from his album Live at Carnegie Hall, recorded October 4th, 1984, the day after Stevie's birthday. His folks came out from Texas to see the show. They'd never been in New York City before. And the first half of the show was Stevie in Double Trouble, Tommy Shannon on bass and Chris Layton on drums. But for the second half of the show, as you heard on that song, he brought out another drummer, the horn section from Room Full of Blues, his brother Jimmy and Dr. John on keys. And before the show, Stevie told Jimmy that the playlist consisted of music of his heroes, the guys who never got a chance to play Carnegie Hall. And that letter to my girlfriend was a song by Guitar Slim. Before Stevie, we heard Doyle Bramall on drums and vocals with his song Life by the Drop from the 2003 record Fitchburg Street. And that was named after the street that he grew up on in Dallas, West Dallas, actually. Stevie Ray recorded that song as well, and Doyle and Jimmy Vaughn and Stevie Ray grew up together in Dallas, and Doyle played drums while Jimmy played guitars in a band called the Chessmen in high school. In 1969, Doyle moved to Austin and formed Texas Storm with Jimmy, and later they became the Nightcrawlers with Stevie Ray adding his guitar and vocals. Stevie went on to be a huge star, as we know, and Doyle went back to Dallas, raised a family, and played little music around there. Doyle said that the song was meant for his great friend Stevie, but it was not about drinking. It was about getting the most out of life that you could. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Ann. Sean, I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking songs from Texas musicians about friends in honor of Suzanne, whose passing and memorial sparked this show. And it seems that Suzanne followed Doyle's advice pretty well. Thanks for listening.
VOV programming support is provided by The Recess Lab, Vashon's favorite place to hang out. Literally. The bouldering wall is open with classes, open climb, and shoe rentals. Drop-ins are welcome at the Recess Lab, right behind the KVSH studio in the heart of town. Find them on the web at VashonLab.com.
VOV programming is made possible in part by the generosity of Vashon Island Baking Company, serving handmade pastries and island-roasted coffee in the heart of town. On the web at VashonIslandBakingCompany.com.
Well, thanks again to our supporters. To our listeners, well, we're going to downshift in the oral gears, slowing down, and got two songs about friends in which one relation didn't turn out so well, and another one really did. So we're going to lead off with a sad and get that one out of its way. But it's a great song. Here is Nora Jones and Not My Friend.
seem really glad that I'm sad. You are not my friend. I cannot pretend that you
like when you're making conversation and you're trying not to scream and you're trying not to tell them that you don't care what they mean and you're really feeling fragile and you really can't get home and you really feel abandoned but you want to be alone. Old friend, the shine like diamonds. You can always call. Old friend, Lord, you can't bound. You know it's old friends after all. Is empty and the light begins to fade and there's nothing to protect you except a window shade and it's hard to put your finger on the thing that scares you most. You can't tell the difference between an angel and a ghost. Old friend, to shine like diamonds. Old friend, you can always call. Old friend, Lord, you can't bound. You know it's old friends after all. Yes, it's old friend, to shine like diamond. Old friend, you can always call. Oh,
Guy Clark on guitar and vocals. Stuart Duncan on mandolin. Edgar Meyer on bass with Old Friends. Recorded live on Austin City Limits. And if you listened real closely, you can hear Terry and I in the audience. We were there on November 10th, 1989 for that show. And needless to say, it was a great one. And in those days, you just showed your ticket, got up on its tiny elevator going up to, I think, the sixth floor of a building on the UT campus. And the elevator doors opened to a long corridor filled with pictures of artists performing on Austin City Limits on both sides of the corridor. At the end of the corridor were two long tables filled with cups of beer. And you walked in, there's this backdrop, of course, that you see on Austin City Limits all the time, and the kind of bleachers, none of them reserved. And you grabbed a seat. Terry Lacona, the producer, walked out, welcomed the crowd of about 300 people at that time, and asked us not to get up while the artist was performing. He reiterated, no smoking, please, and introduced the artist. And it all happened on time. The only break was when they needed to change the tape, or in Guy's case in this show, they needed to have makeup come in and powder his rather prominent forehead. What a treat to see this show and also other editions of Austin City Limits. We were able to see Sean Colvin and Jerry Jeff Walker and John Prine and a whole bunch more. It was really a blast. Before Guy, we heard Nora Jones and Not My Friend. That was a live version from Austin City Limits again, and it's pretty nice when they used to do the CDs of these shows. They don't anymore, that I can find anyway. That song originally appeared on her third album, Not Too Late, and it came after her two blockbuster albums, Come Away With Me and Feels Like Home. And those two albums, I think this one is a lot more spare without the lushness of the first two. And in hindsight, I think it was a transitional album, more pushing her art than being interested in selling records. And I've said before in the show, Nora is the daughter of Ravi Shankar and Sue Jones, concert promoter. And when they got divorced, Sue and Nora went to Dallas, and Nora spent her high school days there. And then she went to the University of North Texas, then moved on to New York. You listen to a show about friends on Boogie Back to Texas, because that's what our dear departed friend Suzanne generated all around her before her passing. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. We are going to bring back Lyle Lovett to the stage, if you will, and his take on Old Friends. Here's Lyle Lovett.
Stories to tell, old friend. Could you bid me farewell, old friend? It might be easy for another man to see. Old boy, all the pain and the scars, old. Lay down your arms, oh, oh, oh. It might be easy for another man to see. Put your head down on my pillow and put your hand on me and hold on. Oh,
I think you still look a lot like me.
I love it with Old Friends from his 1994 album, I Love Everybody. I've told many a story on the show about brushes with Lyle and his parents, concerts we've seen from the early days after his first album came out, and to one this summer up here. Lyle and Suzanne connection, however, she sold a loom to Lyle and had it shipped to New York so he could surprise Julia Roberts, his wife at the time. And I know that because Terry and I were hanging out at Suzanne's store one Christmas Eve, and the phone rang, and Suzanne was busy, so I just picked it up, and it was Lyle asking the address of the warehouse where the loom had been shipped. He was riding around in New York in a pickup with some friends and had forgotten the address. And, of course, Suzanne got him the address right away. We go out the door of this Friends edition of Boogie Back to Texas with a guy from Houston who's got more than 120 hit singles across various genres. He was a member of the New Christie Minstrels. Then he joined the first edition where their first hit was a psychedelic song called Just Dropped In to See What My Condition Was In. He moved over to country. He sang various duets, and then The Gambler happened, and that sprouted a TV series of films, and he retired. And in 2017, passed away in 2020. That, of course, is Kenny Rogers, and he's joined by his great friend, Dolly Parton, and their Grammy-nominated song, You Can't Make Old Friends. How perfect. Rest in peace, Suzanne.
What will I do when you're gone? Who's gonna tell me the truth? Who's gonna finish the stories I start the way you always do? When somebody knocks at the door, someone new walks in, I will smile and shake their hand, but you can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. It was me and since way back when, but you can't make old friends.
How will I sing when you're gone? 'Cause it won't sound the same. We'll join in on those harmony parts when I call your name. You can't make old friends. Can't make old friends. It was you and me since way back when. But you can't.
St. Peter opens the gate,
and you come walking in.
I'll be there just waiting for you.
'Cause you can't make old friends.
'Cause you can't make old friends.
No. When I'm out on the stage all alone, I hear the music begin.
We all know the show must go on, but you can't make old friends.
No.
Together again.
Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. You can't make old friends. We'll see you next week. Good night.